Christ is calling for laborers to in his field. To gather the sheaves or they perish when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior has
the mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the mission trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. Let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very hearty welcome to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're glad to have this weekly visit with you each Friday night over XEG of Monterrey, Mexico. It is again my privilege to speak to you by means of radio, and I hope that it may be the means of strengthening your faith in God, and that, in turn, this may cause each of you to be more useful in his great harvest field. Now, before we go further, let me remind you that we're mailing more and more printed copies each week of this message. A number of those who receive them regularly have expressed to me how they enjoyed reading them. Then, too, we're now using better equipment for this work. We hope that you will enjoy the nice, clear print being produced by the Offset Press. Would you like to have your name added to this list of those to whom we mail these copies each week? There is no cost or obligation on your part, but we would like to have a written request from you. In this way, we know you are interested. Also, we would like to express our heartfelt appreciation to those who are helping to make this program possible each week by remembering us in prayer and by your contributions to help support this work of faith. May you be rewarded 100-fold with the assurance and satisfaction of having helped to spread the gospel of the true light. Now, this time will fly by in a hurry and will soon be gone, so let us use all of it to a good advantage. Look at this scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am thinking of a very common expression used freely these days by quite a number of people. It is often given as good advice when one person tells another that they should make something of yourself. Now, I don't know all that is meant by this term, and perhaps it is rather vague and leaves a question for each person to decide what it means to make something of yourself. To some, this would mean a high degree of learning. Therefore, it might cause one to gain all the education possible. To others, it might mean an accumulation of great fortune and wealth. So they would set themselves about the lifetime task of gaining all the silver and gold within the reach of their arms in order to make something of themselves. sure enough, they would make something of themselves. But this question remains, is this something of more value than the eternal things of God? Many times that something is nothing more nor less than a greedy, covetous person who is never satisfied with all the wealth which he might accumulate in this life. Look at this verse in Psalms 49:10. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Yet to others this term might mean to gain the recognition and honor in the political field. One might spend many years in order to see their aspirations fulfilled in the White House. And I do not say this with criticism, for this goal in life is not easily obtained. There have been many who spent years and much wealth endeavoring to gain this enviable position and never reached their goal. Take, for instance, a few years ago when Thomas Dewey was all prepared to make his speech on the platform built especially for the time when it was predicted by the experts that he would be elected the next president. This speech went unspoken, for he was defeated by the votes of the people. His dream of the White House has never been fulfilled. Now let me ask you, do you think it is not often true that many people miss the best things of life in their endeavor to make something of themselves? Listen to the words of this song with the reading added, Wasted Years.
Time you lived without love, a life of tears. Have you searched for the great hidden meaning? Or is your life filled with long wasted years? Wasted years, wasted years, oh how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fears, turn around, turn around, God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years.
A maiden fair, a youth of strength, together started out upon life's highway, broad and bright. Their love was so devout, they felt the need to turn to God, so went and joined a church. But for truth and Christ and holiness, they failed to go in search. They prospered well, a family came, they felt they had it made. But all too soon the end was near, as vapor life did fade. When face to face they came with death, they realized all too late that wasted years was all they had. How sad their state. All wasted years could we recall and bring you back again. We'd live for God and work for Him, renouncing every sin. Too late, for we must die. And wasted though our years, it's all we have upon our hands, as death it now appears.
Search for wisdom and seek understanding. There is someone who knows and always hears. Give it up, the load you're bearing. You can't go on in a life of wasted years. Wasted years. Wasted years, oh how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fears, turn around, God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted
years. Thank you, Kenneth and Laverna Probes and Donald and Marilyn Eck, for that inspiring song. I'm thinking now of a very notable character in the Bible who was busy making something of himself. He was educated with all the learning of that day. He had the door of opportunity swing wide on its hinges to welcome him into a vast field among the highly honored and religious Pharisees. This unlimited opportunity he seized and was well on his way to success and fame when one day the Apostle Paul met the Master on the road to Damascus. See Acts chapter 9. From this day forth, he yielded himself into God's hands, and instead of making something of himself, he surrendered unto the Master. Then he could write these now glorious words of the text which I first read to you, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Here now is Patsy with a poem for you.
When I met the Master face to face, I had walked life's way with an easy tread, had followed where pleasure and comfort led, until one day, in a quiet place, I met the Master face to face. With station and rank and wealth for my goal, much thought for my body and none for my soul, I had entered to win in life's big race when I met the Master face to face. I met him and knew him and blushed to see that his eyes full of sorrow were fixed on me. And I faltered and fell at his feet that day while my castles melted and vanished away. Melted and vanished, and in their place not else did I see but the Master's face. And I cried aloud, "O make me meek to follow the steps of thy wounded feet. My thoughts are now for the souls of men. I have lost my life to find it again. Ere since one day in a quiet place I met the Master face to face."
Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our gracious Father, who loves everyone, we humbly ask that you will take our lives, our ambitions, our goals in life, our earthly possessions, our learning, yes, and Father, our wills. Mold all of these to conform to thy divine will, and may they be a source of inspiration to others along the path of life. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Now let me say this. Learn what God wants of you. You will not make a mistake if you honestly and fearlessly do what you have good reason to think that God wishes you to do. You may meet with inconvenience, you may even incur suffering and loss, but do not allow the prospect of such things to deter you if the finger of God's providence seems to point unswervingly toward them. If God means you to meet them, you can but blunder if you try to avoid them. Now, friends, let me remind you that you're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If we have been an encouragement to you, we would be glad to hear from you. Don't fail to let us know if you would like to receive our weekly message in print. This is free, without obligation on your part. Simply address the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God bless you each and every one, and a very pleasant good night.